His name was George Zimmerman.
Oh, yeah. Right. And they just hired the actual George Zimmerman to be the guy afterwards?
Yeah, they just, we got a new guy.
You're going to like the way,
this
I guarantee
it. Sort of Mexican.
I'm going to start saying that.
You're going to like the way I fuck?
You're going to like the way, I guarantee it.
You're bad. In a suit? You're in a giant suit?
That's one of the most successful ad campaigns of all time. Like, small business owner that buys local TV spots, like, idea for a good ad.
I know.
They're like, what I'm going to go first with my word. Because, and I was telling my son this, what people want is your word. And that's what matters, is you giving people your word. Because
people
your word.
Want a guarantee and they want your word.
They want
all you the, have is your good name and your word.
That's what you got in life is that you have your word. And it's like, all right, well, this commercial.
It'll just be me.
Yeah, it's going to be me and I'm going to be sitting there and I'll have the clothes on, making them look worse than if they... We're just on a mannequin because I'm built like Grimace.
He was
cute. He had a gravelly voice though. I'll give
no,
him
you're
that.
Confusing him with Harvey Firestein.
Yeah, you are.
Harvey Firestein would have been a better spokesman.
George Zimmerman.
Yeah, George. It's George Close. Zimmer, not George Zimmerman.
It's George Zimmer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. What George Zimmerman still hasn't.
Yeah, but it was him. Very much the same. It's a Papa John's.
Oh,
model.
This guy's ugly. Yeah, he's ugly.
Mm-hmm. Where you have the CEO be the face.
He wasn't fat though. He just had a really big schnoz.
Did he? He had a beard, if I remember correctly. Right. Yeah.
But you're right. I was thinking of
Salt and Pepper Daddy.
Yeah. They're very similar.
Yeah. Both gay men. Mm. Oh wow! Do you know my friend and the sheriff? Hey, George, I got a couple of boys to introduce you to.
You're going to like the way, I guarantee it.
I hope so.
That's the motto, YOLO.
Well, I can't wait to find out. You know, Sheriff, I like that man.
Stay tuned. Better ingredients, better pizza. That's the motto, YOLO. I'm out. Peace. That's how that interview ended. Am I going to apologize? No, I'm not going to apologize. That's the motto. YOLO. And I told them that on the conference call.
I was just doing the motto.
I said, we got to stop thinking like business partners and start thinking like we're a couple of just loped up working together on in the trap. Y'all, I just saw Boys in the Hood for the first time. And I've kind of been put off by all kind of gangster rap because of, you know, the song Pimp Your System where they robbed the pizza delivery driver. Uh-huh. That was the only rap song I ever heard, so I never listened to it after that. But I watched Boys in the Hood, and we got to stop thinking like teammates and start thinking like, you know what I'm saying? They're like,
John,
John, you're on a conference call with the entire company. I don't care. I'm rich. There's aerial photos in my house. You know how rich you have to be aerial photos of your house online?
Sure. He's out there in Louisville, right? Doesn't he live in Kentucky?
It looks like a god. Yeah. I'll tell you what. It's the American flag, the Kentucky flag, Confederate flag, a swastika, that snake.
Punisher.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Matter flag.
You know about that snake? That snake's my... me and that snake, we... With each other. I'll tell you right now. Stay tuned.
Shout out to Johnny Schnatz.
Yeah.
John Schnatter.
Yeah. What's he doing?
What's he up to? That's his quarantine. He's probably got a nice estate. What'd you say, Adam?
Have you been all their ads now say that they do contactless delivery.
Yeah.
You been getting them?
Yeah, the delivery guy just leaves it on outside. You go down, you get it.
I loved it when we made contact. You know what I'm saying?
I was talking to Mateo. He said one of his friends off a delivery driver.
A gay man?
Gay guys rock, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely rule.
That makes sense, though. If you're going to make contact, make it with somebody you're going to make contact with anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So delivery people should start having sex with people.
This guy I knew in college claimed that when he was a high school pizza delivery man, he had a threesome. But I always thought he was lying about it.
It could be true. Some wild shit happens out there in the wild world.
That was your domain.
Uh-huh. How many threesomes did you have as a pizza delivery driver, Nick?
Well, none, but, you know, I mean, you'd hear about it. You'd definitely hear about it. You hear about it from other guys that were even less attractive than I was at the time. Yeah. Every pizza restaurant has the same set of drivers. It's like a kid who's still in high school that's a nerd.
Right.
It's the hero of the story who will go on to become famous.
Right. That's true.
There's an older African guy usually.
Classic. What about a classic like stoner burnout?
The stoner burnout is always a guy that's in his like mid 40s and still like upside down visor. Yeah. What's that movie about the dad who does ecstasy with his son?
Small town ecstasy.
Like the dad from Small Town Ecstasy. Like every pizza place has one of those guys.
Hell yeah!
You know, it's a delivery driver, like divorced, living in like the apartment complex for 19-year-olds.
Yeah, it's playing hacky
still
sack.
Partying.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait. We're this weekend. Me and Brian, we're going out to the lake.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. There's that guy.
You should watch that documentary, Sof. We've talked about it before.
Small Town
Best.
Ecstasy?
Fat guy. Yeah. Skater shoe fat guy. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Salute
wearing
to that
Wearing Osiris's.
Guy.
Yeah.
Skater shoe fat guy.
Fat white guys that do West Side.
Yeah. Skater shoe fat guy.
Fat skater white guys that do West Side pictures.
Yeah.
That's such a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure, he's at every pizza restaurant in the country.
That's awesome, dude. So let's write the sitcom.
God, I want to go to... Do they have a buffet there? A little pizza buffet?
Maybe in Queens. They might.
I think they're running out big time.
Because I was never a Pizza Hut guy. It was always Domino's or Papa John's.
Oh, I was a big Pizza Hut guy.
Pizza Hut is the best. It's just it was never, like, ordered. Maybe birthday parties.
You would have to go. You would have to go in person.
Yeah. They did delivery in Vegas growing up.
You had to go. It was a big deal. Put on a college
Some of them, yeah, some of them delivered. Or you know what?
They did take out for sure.
That's why I never had Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
I remember stuffed crust pizza coming out when I was a kid.
Yes, sir.
The technology that went into that.
And going to Domino's with my dad. It was a day going to like the car parts store and then Domino's. And I remember it's like, you know, you're a kid. So you're like, we'd order Domino's delivery, but I don't think I'd ever been in the Domino's. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing there. It's just the counter and then like the menu up in the ceiling. And I remember being like such a jarring experience.
Yeah, dude.
And then
realize it's only for delivery.
Yeah. And then my dad being like, what did you say what was the thing that you wanted? You know, and I was like, the stuffed crust pizza from the commercial. And they're like, no, we don't do that. That's Pizza Hut. And it was like, oh.
Meanwhile, that's all you're thinking about all day.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't wait for stuffed crust pizza.
It was my fault. I mean, I didn't know there was a difference between. I thought they had invented, there's been a breakthrough in pizza.
In pizza technology.
And then suddenly it was just everywhere.
Yeah, 100%. It's like if one kind of company wasn't using motors.
And then you finally have it 6 months later, which when you're like 6 years old, that's like decades.
An eternity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's not good.
It's like
a string cheese in the middle of it.
It's very thick.
Melty,
and it's not hot. Yeah,
man,
exactly.
It's disgusting.
And the Pizza Hut crust is better, the regular, because it's not pan.
Yeah.
It's not crispy on the bottom anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. You learn your lesson. That's the first time advertising let me down in a real big way.
Yeah.
Because you see the stretch.
The stretch is what you want.
The
brother.
Stretch is really.
Do you believe? Do you believe in subliminal messaging and advertising?
Oh yeah.
Because I feel like, but that it works. Because I remember there was when the KFC Twister came out,
mm-hmm.
which was just it's just a fried chicken wrap. There's nothing special about it.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing the ad and being like, I need to have that right. I need that now.
That happened to me and my little brother with the Burger King chicken sandwich, the long one.
Yeah. I remember when that came out, and it was because there was an Italian family that would like get you know dressed up to go to Burger King. They brought me with one time, and that was the only time I'd ever been to Burger King.
Wow, your whole life ever?
Yeah, always Mickey D's, McDonald's, man.
Family, me too.
100%.
Burger King's King's family was a Burger King family. Yeah, for real. And Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's, honestly, Taco Bell's all right. I like Taco Bell.
But I mean, still Taco like. Bell used to be good.
But I mean, Taco like, Eldis loves...
Put your eyebrows down, you snob. It's
Taco
still,
Bell is bad
it's,
now.
No, you know what?
Taco Bell is just sour cream now.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Too much
Adam,
sour
stop.
Cream.
Stop. Get off your fucking okay. horse, mate.
Taco Bell in New York City, especially.
You know what I like that they do?
Fast food in New York is a step back.
And then driving to Taco Bell and getting the
that
grande.
Was all of high school.
And getting the grande meal. And then they came out. They test marketed. I don't know if it went everywhere. But it was called the Taco Party, which was two more tacos over the, over the grande meal. So you get 12 tacos because Del Taco had that. Del Taco had it was $6 for 12 tacos.
I remember that.
And it's like they're homeless people in Los Angeles. This is socialism.
Yeah.
I don't care. Now I kind of want Del Taco. I miss the whole range of
taco options in the Southwest.
We had Del Taco, Taco Bell, and then we had a place, a local chain called Roberto's that we used to go to.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they just
served dog food. We're taking local chains out of it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the places have taco chains. Like Austin, when I lived there, you go to any single one of those like strip malls or what are the shopping centers that they're called.
Yeah.
And there's a hole-in-the-wall place that has banging tacos.
Of course, yeah.
Compared to what you would regularly.
We're talking fast food here.
We're talking fast food, so your options are Del Taco, I don't think, was in Austin at the time. So it was just Taco Cabana and Taco Bell. And Taco Cabana, I like the vibes in Taco Cabana.
Okay, I'm not familiar with the Taco Cabana.
It's got a very like late 80s kind of...
neon?
I don't remember if there's neon, but kind of like white subway tile, if I'm remembering correctly. And like sort of like one of those like... Kind of that like gaudy look of like the early 80s where it's
Cabana's a great word.
Cabana's a great word. It's just there was a style
to my Taco Cabana.
Yeah. I remember going in there. I remember going in there with a pizza.
It's like proper, like only Mexican people went there and just get called pinche gringos the whole time. Mm-hmm. They just like we'd have to like
you
sit
describe
there with our
faces your interactions. Down. They had the best food. You say these things as if we've never been around Hispanic people, but you describe your upbringing and it's like there's
you
Hispanic
guys are from
people.
Maryland,
but here's the thing, Nick. Like, the thing you're not realizing is Adam's unbelievable unlikability amongst minorities.
And it's just my face too.
Yeah,
I don't even have to open my
like,
mouth.
We haven't experienced this because nobody viscerally hates us because of our faces.
Well, it'd be like if Las Vegas. It'd be like if Las Vegas had a lot of people in it and he was talking about growing up around people who were just constantly haranguing him for being like just a dumb cracker. Like we would go to KFC and they would bully us out of there. And it's like, what are you talking about?
Dude, everyone disrespects Adam though. You got to understand. Imagine him as a 13-year-old.
That's true.
I almost got jumped by the Mexican girl gang.
You said.
When I was a freshman in high school.
You have said. Yeah. You've said as much.
There was scared.
You have said as much.
I know.
It's been said.
It's been said. It's been lifted.
It has been written. The story's
and
been
I was
told.
Like, listen, you're a Selena fan. I'm a Selena fan. Let's just find some common ground. We don't have to have guns on the streets.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a 5-minute break while I go make a coffee and piss, and you guys are going to continue talking.
I'm going to piss too, actually. Adam, it's
your time to pee as well.
You can piss.
We're gonna just make them watch.
I'm going first because I said I'm gonna piss.
Do they want to watch? But they should. We should.
We'll
take
do it in
computers in the bathroom.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, like, we could all just walk away from the camera, and then we could tell the audio guy. So when they do the audio version of this tonight, no, we'll just put in.
Moonlight Sonata.
Moonlight Sonata. By Beethoven.
Nick, just do a screen share.
I want to hear Stav's rendition.